Thursday, January 29, 2008. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN on a program that we call That's How I See It. But it's not really about how I see it, it's about how you see it as well. It's a discourse, it's a talk show where we discuss subjects of interest to you, the listener, and invite your telephone calls at 800-313-9443. On any, that's easy to remember, huh? On any subject that's on your mind. So whoever you are and wherever you may be this morning, glad to have you with us. Glad you could join us on this 29th day of January. Noteworthy, why? Because of the importance of the primary election in the Sunshine State of Florida. And so we invite you to join in the conversation by getting on the telephone and sharing any ideas that you may have with us this morning. President Bush, giving his last State of the Union address last night, emphasizing the economy. I don't know, did you have an opportunity to see the final State of the Union address by President Bush, punctuating his last address, as we say, and he was taking a huge swing at the Democratic-controlled Congress, promising to veto any new tax proposals, drawing a line in the sand on secret spending measures. That's right, folks. Secret spending measures. Well, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but it's getting a lot of news. It's getting a lot of play on the various media out there called earmarks. And I'm sure you've heard of that infamous name, earmarks. And we're not talking about small change here. We're talking about multi-billion dollar expenditures that, as we now have learned, are not even voted upon by the entire Congress. These are expenditures that are intended for one purpose, and one purpose only, and that is to perpetuate the congressional careers of those in Congress. We wonder why these people stay in Congress forever. It's totally unfair to the taxpayer. There's no reason for it. Tip O'Neill was known for his, for example, a big dig in Boston, an earmark that has lasted for many, many years, continuing to be a drain on taxpayers. And then, of course, we've all heard of the bridge to nowhere, right? That's what it is. It's a bridge to nowhere. It's a multiplied several hundred million dollar project to build a bridge to an island where 55 people live, typical of the waste that the Congress is perfectly willing to earmark at your expense. And the only reason that these politicians can get by with it is because we continue to reelect them, don't we? It's like Jefferson once said, the problem with democracy, and of course he was never an advocate of democracy, he said, the problem with democracy is people eventually get the government they deserve. How well said. And he also, to put a fine point on this State of the Union message, Americans can be confident, Bush said, about our economic growth. We have a very special guest coming up here now. We have a break coming. Telephone us, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. I'm Don Wayne, and this is the program that we call That's How I See It. Today, there's a very important event, as we all know, taking place in the Sunshine State of Florida, primary day. And Rudy Giuliani has indicated that whoever wins the Republican vote in the Sunshine State of Florida today will probably go on to win the nomination. And we have a very special guest on the line with us this morning, Nancy in Tallahassee. And Nancy, you're there, and we've invited you on, and perhaps you could share just some of the media is saying about the turnout. As we understand it, there's a record turnout expected today in the state of Florida. So all eyes nationally are going to be on your fair state of Florida. So good morning, Nancy, and welcome to the program. Hello there.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing fine. Good. We're excited about this day because it's so crucially important, isn't it? Nationally.
It
has national implications. Go ahead.
Well, all the eyes are of the nation are on this Sunshine State this morning, that's for sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse my voice this morning. I'm a little bit horsey this morning. So, anyway.
Nancy, you sound just fine.
Thank you. Yes, I went last night to the drugstore to get some throat lozenges. And they just didn't work all night. I had this little thing in my throat. And I called my mother this morning. I said, Mom, I sound terrible. I'm supposed to be on Don's show this morning as a guest. And she goes, well, honey.
You do not. You sound super, Nancy.
Well, thank you. She said, take some hot lemonade, lots of honey. And I did, so it's better. I've just got to listen to our mamas, right?
You bet.
It's real important. What concerns me is that I just wasn't sure who to vote for, to tell you the truth. And so I voted anyway, but I'm not going to tell you who I voted for. But the thing that concerns me is I got something in the mail last week, Don, from the Florida Family Policy Council from Dr. James Dodson, Focus on the Family. Hello? We still here?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, great.
James Dobson's Focus on the Family, a very highly respected group. Go ahead,
absolutely,
Nancy.
And I agree with you. And they had a form here, and it had all the issues that we were concerned with today in this Florida primary. And several of them, I'm going to kind of read them to you. Right to life, marriage, stem cell research, gun control, taxes, Iraq withdrawal, and education. Those are important, right?
You agree
with me? Okay. But,
you betcha.
But the most important thing to me, and this is what I was confused about who to vote for this morning, as a Floridian in the primaries today, was the safety of our borders and the security. And to me, that's the most important issue, because without that, we're not going to have a country to have any of these issues concerned with. That's the way I feel. So I was still confused about that because it seems like in the debates that we've had, we just haven't heard enough about the security and the issue of the borders. So.
Well, didn't Bush address that somewhat in his final State of the Union message last night? And he gets back to the fact that, and the problem, of course, on either side of this issue, Nancy, as I see it, is simply it boils down to this. Nothing much is going to be done. I hate to say that. I hate to sound so pessimistic, but I don't think anything much is going to be done about our southern borders. Why? Because to the Democrats, they are cheap votes, and to the Republicans, they are cheap labor. Period. End report. Go ahead.
I agree with you. I do think it's important that all Floridians get out there and vote today. It's our responsibility. Because, like you say, I really feel like, and of course I'm not the only one, everyone feels that the person that is elected today will be our next president. Do you agree with that? Or?
I absolutely do, and it's not just me. Rudy Giuliani, of course, is on record. He said that whoever wins in Florida today, the Republican nomination, is going to go on and win Republican nomination. That's how terribly significant this vote is today, Nancy.
I agree.
I don't know, is the media telling you anything about the turnout? Of course, it's too early, but I know the absentee and the early voters, that's been at levels unexpected, really.
Right.
So that go ahead.
Well, they seem to think that McCain and Romney are the front runners, for now. Mm-hmm. But then the national polling, they can be, off base. We've been known.
Oh, sure.
That.
Sure.
So,
sure.
But
and
like,
they say here, if I'm not misreading this, that the Hispanic vote is so crucial, I suppose, to both parties. But it's coming to a point in this nation of ours where the Hispanic vote is having a great impact on the outcome of these various elections, and Florida is no exception to that.
Right.
The Hispanic vote is crucially important, and it can determine the way these elections go now in this country.
Aren't they leaning more the Hispanic toward Rudy, pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I've read it recently. Our Tallahassee Democrat, which is our paper. I know you don't like the name of our paper, but on the editorial Sunday, basically, it concluded an article on please vote on Tuesday, and it basically said that it comes down to this. No matter which party you belong to or what you believe, if you care a whit about the economy, the war, social justice, or the environment, vote Tuesday. Even if you have to hold your nose, because not voting is the equivalent of saying, I'm not somebody. So we need to vote, no matter, you know, there's little quirks about each one of these candidates, in my opinion, that I don't like, you know.
Well, you know, you're representative, Nancy, of really a huge number of voters, I think in both parties, that find it difficult to rally around anyone. In other words, establishing a front runner, which this election in Florida today is no doubt going to do. It's going to establish a front runner in the Republican ranks. It's either going to probably be, according to the pundits, it's going to be McCain or Romney. And whoever wins is probably going to win by, what, a 2 or 3 point margin. It's going to be very close either way.
Very close, very tight, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And so turnout is crucially important.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many
factors. Go ahead. There's a big turnout on the local news that it's just unusually big turnout, for sure. And
so there you have it.
That's a good thing.
It's an unusually big turnout.
Right.
And so what impact, if any, that's going to have on who ultimately prevails is going to be an interesting result of this election today.
Right, right. But we have a responsibility to vote, so if you know a Floridian, call them up, tell them to vote. And all the Floridians out there, get out and vote.
You betcha. We can encourage, that's the responsibility of anyone, is to express their, you know, well-informed viewpoint at the polls. And it appears that Floridians are coming out in almost record numbers down there, Nancy. Huh?
That's true. That's the news. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
According to the Miami-Dade elections supervisor, the turnout already has matched the entire 2000 primary turnout, where nearly 10,000 people voted on Sunday afternoon. And he went on to say that points to plenty of voters showing up on Tuesday today. So they're expecting a busy day down there, and you're telling us, Nancy, that already the media is reporting huge turnouts, huh?
Right, absolutely. I mean, I went at 7 o'clock this morning, and I had to stand in line. So what does that tell you? You know, people are anxious to get their vote in, for sure.
See, if I may back it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned the James Dobson. Is it the Family Council? Is that the name of that organization?
It's the Florida Family Policy Council, which is associated with Dr. James Dobson and the focus on the family. The website that you can get this information that I mentioned a while ago is the, of course, www.flfamily.org.
Mm-hmm. So anyone who would want more information on that organization can just go to the website and pick
it
up.
Right, and it also tells who supports and opposes the issues that I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, I can't resist asking you, since you brought this up. I'm not that familiar with the story. Perhaps you are, perhaps not. I don't want to blindside you with this question. But as I understand it, the Florida courts are now assuming the task of essentially, in some cases, actually, the term kidnapping has been used in some news reports that I've read about. And how serious a problem do you as a Floridian see whatever is occurring down there in the Florida courts as far as assuming custody of these children?
Well, I'm doing some research on that now. It really upsets me, the fact that that's going on. I'm going to have to do more research on that, but I know that Florida has a real issue with that as far as taking children away from their parents for really
Okay, Nancy,
reasons.
Nancy, can you? I'd like to explore this a little bit. Can you hang on for a minute?
Sure.
And we'll be right back. Get on the telephone. Join in, 800-313-9443. And I'll be back in just a moment with Nancy in Tallahassee.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back, and I'm on the line with Nancy in Tallahassee. She's been giving her observations on the events in the state of Florida, which are so critical, aren't they, to the nation at large, where we have two top contenders, and we have a caller. We have Bill in Idaho. Bill, welcome to the program. And what's on your mind this morning?
Hello, good morning. Thank you so very much. Want to thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You have a question for Nancy, for example, or for me?
Well, as pressed as time is, I won't trouble you. I'll hopefully be able to get back and we can visit. I really appreciate you being in this battle and your excellent broadcast skill and communication obviously is going to cause our Lord's message to make some large leaps here and educate and inform others of some of the concerns different parts of the Republic. For your young lady that's on the phone with you, I would mention that we get Dr. Dobson's broadcast out here, unfortunately, on a repeat via ACN Network at 10 o'clock at night. He's wonderful. I've never had the opportunity, but he is a valiant warrior, and he carries a lot of very serious and compelling issues that directly affect the fabric of the family and at what risk it is. For her, I was wondering if she could tell me. And I'd like to have a follow-up, if I could, Mr. Wayne. I don't, and it goes to you as well. Do you follow or do you ever get a chance to listen to American Christian Network via your local 5,000 watt blowtorch, wherever you're, what town you're in.
American Christian Network.
ECN. It's a, usually a 5,000 watt pre-1950 AM broadcast, assigned frequency, usually FM. It's got an AM side as well, yes.
Okay. You know, I have to plead, Nola Contendere or something. I cannot, you know, I've heard of it, Bill, but I cannot honestly say that I'm not familiar with it. Nancy, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, have you heard of ACN at all? Or?
I have not. I really, is it across the nation? Is it a national radio or?
I've made a study of, communications and broadcast, and I don't even watch TV, so I observe rather closely, and it is absolutely amazing. They managed to get Dr. Dobson, and I would really appreciate your guest host, Nancy, being able to listen for us and call in, record, and keep us informed, give us a signal every once in a while, radio check, QSL.
Thank you.
Dr. Dobson's program and his concerns are of such utmost importance that he is repeated out here at 10 o'clock at night when nobody is going to be able to listen or participate. He's constantly begging and under fire for the issues that, and they are very unpopular, though righteous issues, and yet the discussion of give me my kid back.com and the stealing of children via CPS and at times violent CPS, most recently as in this issue nationally with the Patriot community, is going on, where ultimately church and state has found a common bulwark to tear down the family in front of everybody, using very, very frightening statutory admiralty marine pirate law criminal element within the judiciary, and at every opportunity incorporate everything from State Highway Patrol to the FBI to like I say, CPS and Department of Family Services, to attack families who happen to take a very dim view of corporatized, fascist, militarized judiciary and all that it implies, in concert with a very silent, blind, if not stiff-necked and unresponsive, corporate 501c3 church.
Bill, may I ask you, are you familiar at all with what is happening in Idaho, the state, your state, as far I mentioned this with Nancy a moment ago before the break. We know that in Florida this is happening. Is the same type of thing happening in Idaho that's happening in Florida, do you think, or what?
I missed her commentary. If you could just
briefly... Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Nancy, perhaps you could, since you're there, could you possibly give Bill a Reader's Digest version of what's going on in Florida down there?
Well, I've got in front of me an article from the St. Petersburg Times. Okay, of course, it was back in 2006, but I know it's going on even more so now.
Okay, Nancy, can you hold that thought for just a moment?
Sure.
Bill, can you stay with us for a moment?
Please, thank you.
Okay, sure. Okay, Don Wayne here. We'll be back in a moment. Get on the telephone. We're at 800-313-9443. Join in this conversation. Back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here with you. And we have on the line with us Bill in Idaho and Nancy in Tallahassee. And we're discussing a subject which I decided to carry both over to discuss a little bit, and it's because it's so crucially important that we all become aware of what's going on in some of the courts around the country when it comes to taking custody of children. We all want to see children protected, do we not?
Well, but yes, absolutely.
Where do we draw the line, though, Bill and Nancy, between protecting our kids and allowing the state to take control of them? Either Nancy, Bill, whatever.
Nancy, I didn't hear your statement, and I'd really like to hear this.
Well, in Florida, I think we have a problem with the Department of Children and Family Services, and taking away children that don't, you know, really need to be taken away, judges that just have ridiculous reasons for taking children away. There was one in particular I read recently where a father tripped over a cord, and he fell on his precious little child, and he breaks the child's legs, or one leg, and then the judge took the child away. Because of that, I mean, no really thorough investigation of it. And then the child was put into a foster care where the foster mother was using cigarettes to burn, you know, the child's arm. And I think that the foster care parents are not being investigated thoroughly either. in Florida. So we really have some serious issues going on here with that. And there's just thousands and thousands of other cases where children are being taken away for ridiculous reasons from parents that just, you know, like I said, the falling on your child's leg, or, you know, maybe the child gets hurt, and then the parent has to take them to the emergency room, and then the doctor starts looking at the broken leg or arm, and for no reason at all, the child's gone away from the parent.
What we don't want to do is underestimate, I think, comes out of Grecian and Roman culture of the past, that you never assign your enemy either innocence or lack of malevolence. In a case, small observation history that I have had in regard to CPS, DPS, whatever, and I don't know whether this follows with what you've seen, Mr. Wayne, but unfortunately, here, there is a considerable financial reward for this statutory Admiralty Marine Pirate Law intrusion into the best interest and or balanced status of either a single parent, family member, and or a couple. In the case of the young man, GiveMeMyKidBack.com, and I'll correct it. It can be easily corrected through engineering. But Mr. Ralph Wetterode, another very valiant, brave, if not brilliant broadcaster, only by avocation, I'm sure, has taken on this issue considerably through this network.
I'll tell you, Bill, if I might interject here, it is my full intention to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves.
Wow.
So that we can get this message out
just
to all concerned citizens that this is going on in this nation of ours.
It
should not
here.
Be tolerated by any clear-thinking people.
It's happening here. They're prostituting attorneys and a judiciary in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, giving each other high fives on how many children they grab here locally. I at least know of one personally, totally innocent, a loving family, if not a distressed family, and greatly oppressed family here locally, with a little male that was taken, and I'm not sure as of yet that he's ever been returned. But if Miss Nancy can stay in touch and give a field report, these are the issues that are not covered on ACN Broadcasting Network at a local level here, but they can have Chuck and Larry Bates. I made a mistake, Bush 1 and Bush 2, pushing Fred Thompson, CFR, as the only candidate, and telling the people, especially the older people here listen a lot to radio because they can't afford cable and are very spiritually orientated, and listen a lot to what's going on in their churches, and to have ACN Broadcasting throughout the country, pushing Chuck and Larry Bates at the beginning of the day throughout the country, lying to the people and telling them, you know, if it isn't Mr. Fred Thompson, Council on Foreign Relations, well, then it just has to be that we must hold our collective churchy noses and We'll just go ahead for the lesser of two evils and go ahead and take Mr. Giuliani's Kool-Aid. It's very tragic because on none of those programs do they offer any discussion of these constitutional familial abuses at a corporatized judiciary, and yet at the same time it is very strange. They have Jay Sekulow on, and he is so very concerned whether we're ever going to have our biblical Ten Commandments back again, or whether we're ever going to have the vets recognized and get their flagpole back in Podunk City. It collects money hand over fist and yet cannot...
Well, while those... I should... let me interject this, Bill. Those are worthy objectives, would you not agree?
Absolutely, but it is the rate at which he rapes the unknowing, the unaware church on quite constitutional issues, all the while not even mentioning that we might have to look at others and address them. They have attorneys all over the country that are standing in line to make sure that the kid at the church might be able to lead a biblical study after school.
All right, Bill, let me once again interject here, if I may, and Nancy, you're still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Bill mentioned twice, and the thought has also occurred to me, that by involving yourselves in this issue, we have a voice here on RBN where we can reach listeners and get this message out to those people who desperately need to become, to be brought up to speed, so to speak, on these issues. These are not mainstream media issues. I think you'll both agree.
Don, can
these
I issues, you another website?
We're too busy talking about Britney Spears and O.J. Simpson. Who cares about these children? It's sad, but it's true.
Another website that I would like to give you, Don, is www.freeourkids. It's F-R-E-E.
Okay, Nancy, can you repeat that slowly?
Sure. It's freeourkids.com.
Free Our Kids.
Right. There's some...
Is that
videos.
.com?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just repeat it briefly. It's and then check and see if I've got this correct, Nancy.
Okay.
It's freeourkids.com. Free, www.freeourkids.com.
Right. It has various videos, actually. Some are quite graphic, so you don't want your kids in the same room when you're watching these. But it just talks about DCF, Department of Children and Family Services, some of the abuse that's going on there. And it has some articles from the St. Petersburg Times that talks about how actually the DCF is given grants, the more money that they can get, to take away these children, in other words.
Mr. Wayne, if you could have your guest host possibly look into and get with Mr. Ralph Witteroud. He is on the host archives, just as this brave broadcaster is this morning. If you go to his archives, you will notice in prior programs, he's on Saturday afternoon, or Saturday or Sunday afternoon, towards the evening.
No, he's here on RBN, yeah.
Yes, he is right here on RBN. And if you go to that archive, you'll be able to notice there's other websites just as this. Engineering will have the name of a very prominent, well-recognized individual that was part of the system and has managed to become afoul of it, only because, much like the young gentleman and lady that were protesting this war extremely peacefully, and we're on a transcontinental trip with the children and the family, came under the observation of this police state judiciary, ended up losing their child, and his wife is presently in hiding with the other child so that one doesn't get stolen as well. Now, that's a very frightening situation, considering that not any other candidate than Mr. Paul has ever mentioned the Constitution, but everybody wants a change.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I indicated, we hear that word change, not to digress from our all too important subject matter here this morning. But Mr. Ron Paul, for example, is an advocate. He's not a believer in evolution. And I brought this point up the other day, that Jeffrey Dahmer, remember him? The serial killer?
Unfortunately.
Wasn't that awful? Mm. And he was on a program where he was interviewed, and he said that the reason, and I'm digressing here a little bit, but he said that the reason that he was able to, in good conscience, kill these people and cannibalize these people was because he believed in evolution. Ron Paul has gone on record, along with three other candidates, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bill. He is not a believer in evolution. Is that correct to your knowledge?
I am no expert, but I believe that's correct, and it would be along his constitutional characteristic beliefs. But I would point out that the corporate statutory 501c3 corporate characteristics apparently to a large degree either believe in evolution or corporately take no stand so that they can maintain that status societally. And what does that
so that
say?
We can get back on so that we can get back on this kidnapping of our children by various courts around the country in Florida. And now, as I understand it, Bill, you're informing our audience that this is also taking place in Idaho. And that leads me to believe that perhaps this is occurring all over our great nation.
Society.
To me, it indicates a very sick society, a society that would tolerate this. But you know, it's our job. Those of us who can speak for those that can't speak for themselves, it's our job to make people aware of this terrible injustice. Not in all cases. In some cases, would you both agree? And I'll ask this to both Nancy and to Bill. Would you both agree that in some instances, protecting a child is in the state's best interest? And that, you know, where there's abuse, sexual abuse, et cetera, and the courts have to step in and do something. Am I wrong in assuming that would be the...
Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We all are in agreement that children are our family and our society. They are the family.
But when you give the state the authority, they're bound to abuse it. Would that be a proper conclusion?
Absolutely.
It's getting more and more so only because of the corporate financial interest. If I could mention, only standing on the shoulders of giants, if Miss Nancy could have her community look into and identify administrative corporate, judicial, as well as all other divisional in her area, letters of cooperation that Mr. Wetteroud continually attempts to bring to the audience's attention. Mm-hmm. Those letters of cooperation are signed contracts, as I understand, that are, by virtue of his analysis of older, settled congressional actions, mechanisms in which contracts are signed at a departmental, divisional level, including the police chief as well as the...
Well, here's the bottom line, Bill. Here's the bottom line. What part of the Constitution would allow our courts to assume this power? Over families.
There's assumed settled law with the bankruptcy that there is no constitution, and the authority is derived from the assigned benefit of that child's corporate status as as a ward of the state, and that occurs at birth. You'll notice that the child and mommy are never allowed out of the custody of the hospital until there is an assigned birth certificate that then receives a treasure. number.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, rather than get involved in the idiosyncrasies of that particular legislation, or whatever it is, lack of legislation, I would prefer that we sort of stick to the idea that whenever these instances occur, whenever it's brought to our attention that some child somewhere has been taken from their parents for all the wrong reasons, because we've all three agreed, have we not, that in all too many cases, the courts do have a responsibility, a legitimate responsibility, to step in to protect those that cannot protect themselves. We all three agree on that. But let's kind of stay to the issue of if we can sort of highlight those cases in Florida, in Idaho, wherever, where these children are taken for obviously the wrong reason, stolen from their parents, kidnapped, if you will. That's where the effort has to be. I hear a break coming up. Stay over and we'll wrap this up.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. We have Bill in Idaho on the line, and we have Nancy from Tallahassee, both on the line, and I think we've hit on sort of a hot-button issue here, and that is the alleged kidnapping, for lack of a better term, of our kids by some of these courts, and something should be done. Something should be done to highlight this problem, so that more and more of us can become aware. This is something that I must admit to almost embarrassingly that I am not familiar, I'm not that familiar with the problem. It was first brought to my attention by Nancy, and I thought to myself, gee, if this be the case, in Florida, it's probably happening across the nation. And then this morning, Bill in Idaho called and said that that they have a similar problem in the state of Idaho. And I would imagine that if you took a toll in all 50 states, this is happening, where these courts, in the perhaps with the lofty objective of protecting these kids. And let's face it, as I indicated a moment ago, these kids need all the protection they can get. They live in abusive environments at home. And we cannot tolerate that as a society. But on the other hand, what do we do when the courts overstep their bounds without getting into the mechanics of this law or that law, where they obviously overstep their bounds? And they're actually removing these children from homes where they should not be removed from. And so it would seem to me that that would be a lofty goal. And Bill, I want to thank you personally for sharing your thoughts on this. And Nancy, what are your thoughts as we come to a close of this program today? What are your thoughts on this this entire issue? What's happening to our kids?
Well, we need to come to a point where, you know, there's some kind of a monitoring system for the courts and the DCF and the parents, so parents won't be afraid to take their child to the emergency room if something happens to them. I mean, I hope and pray that it doesn't get to that.
Mm-hmm. In other words, keep an eye on them.
Keep an eye on them, right.
You bet. Bill?
Well, obviously, but unfortunately, I'd hate to report for both of you that it's already raced well beyond crisis point. This is not the first time I've heard of this, nor of other people. There are entire web pages and entire national associative type communities in regard to this.
To put a fine point on this, Bill, may I just say I want to thank you for joining into this discussion today. It's a very significantly important discussion, and one that I don't think is getting a fair airing out there as far as various issues. We know all about O.J. Simpson. We know all about Britney Spears. Thank you very much, Fox News. But tell us what's really going on. It's hurting these kids.
I'll leave you a contact point, and I appreciate both of you so very much in taking up this issue. But you're it.
Okay. check in with us from time to time, Bill. And Nancy, we want to thank you so very much for joining us here in this hour and for sharing your firsthand observations of what's going on there in the state of Florida. So significant, isn't it, the swing state of Florida? And you know something, Nancy, something that I was not aware of until just today, that Florida, hello there, is the fourth largest state in the union. And it's a winner-take-all state with 57 delegates at stake.
Right.
So thank you for sharing with us this morning, and particularly I want to thank you for bringing up this critically important issue of what's happening to some of our children in these courts.
Thank you, Bob.
You betcha. And so, in conclusion, putting a fine point on all of this, Nancy is going to be keeping her eye on what's going on down there and trying to bring to the attention of those of us that are not immediately involved in the state of Florida what's happening with these courts. And so that should put a fine point on our program for today. Thank you, Bill in Idaho, Nancy in Tallahassee. I'm Don Wayne, and that's how I see it.